This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Come on, come on, yeah,
come on. Oh, hello, Jennifer!
Hello!
Hi!
How are you today?
Doing well. Surviving. Mm. I'm glad you guys are back.
It is good to be back, that's for sure.
There's nothing I enjoy on the way home, if I'm not sleeping myself, watching Tobin sleep.
That's kind of weird. Wait, what?
Because first he does the tripod.
Ah, yes. The thinker.
I guess his arm gets tired, so he just lets it. he just sit there.
Well, hey, Scooby. I lost an earbud sleeping yesterday. It was annoying.
What?
I woke up like, oh man, I can't find my other earbud. I thought it was like in the hood of my hoodie. Mm. Nah, can't find it. It's all right. I had an extra pair, but I lost it.
Yeah, like
I'm not about to go scrambling on the floor for an earbud.
Yeah, I got little ears, so I have to have the hook.
Mm.
But the thing I hate about, like, it's all great to have like the Beats and the ear pods like that, but they don't always, like, you put them in a little case, they both don't always charge.
Hmm.
And then they don't always link together. And it's a pain in the butt sometimes.
Let's mix that up. Hey there, Frog Boy.
Let's do it.
What do we got today in the mixed bag?
We mentioned and talked about a couple times already the big trade that happened this weekend between Luka and the Lakers.
I thought you were talking about PJ Tucker getting traded to the Jazz.
How could I forget? How could I forget that new look lineup out in Utah? But we're going to hear from a few people across the NBA that definitely were taken by surprise, just as we were upon hearing the news of the blockbuster trade. Let's start off with Kevin Durant, who never thought Luka would be traded.
Age, you know, mid-season, yes, NBA is well placed, man. If he can get traded, then anybody's up, you know.
But this guy to be the biggest trade I've seen since I've been in the league or since I've been watching the sport. This is insane.
It was crazy. Like, they got video of those guys, their live reaction on the bench as it was happening. They were all in disbelief, the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah. Do you take this as a
sign? Bradley Beal. Bradley Beal's like, see?
Yeah, I just like it here.
That's why I have a no trade clause.
Do what I want. You guys should get better agents.
That's crazy. Well, I think since LeBron entered the league so long ago, the league kind of transformed into a player's league. It seems now with like Jimmy Butler, Dame Lillard, and like this, that it's kind of going, the power seems to be shifting. Am I sensing that right? Or is this just...
No, it's been that way for a while. But here's the deal, though. In all those other situations, the player, until he left, has played basketball.
Kinda, right? Though. Because didn't James Harden kind of do... Like, you say it's been like that, but
James Harden was much older.
We saw the other thing, Kyrie, Kevin Durant. They all forced their way out of Brooklyn.
I would say this is probably... The Kyrie one is interesting, but Kyrie did want out. And that's the one that I'm kind of interested in with this Luka thing, because Kyrie didn't really get to go where he wanted to go, but went to a premier franchise in the Celtics. And he initially liked it, but then hated it, which is kind of my hope on how this... It's like, oh, yeah, the Lakers, but the Lakers... Hopefully the Lakers can clown show this a little bit. And he goes, I'm out of here. But no, you can't really think of anything like the James Harden thing. James Harden was the sixth man on the Thunder when they traded him. Obviously, that blew up in their face. But like, nah, this is a pretty crazy scenario that we're dealing with.
This is crazy in that, first of all, he's 25. I think that's the part that a lot of these guys, when they're stars, they're around late 20s, early 30s when something like this would happen.
Yep.
But not 25.
It just, everybody has to feel like there's something that there's got to be.
They're not telling you.
Yeah, there's some dirt on Luka we don't know.
Or the owner just said, I don't want to pay a Supermax.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
I don't want to pay an out of shape 270 pounder Supermax.
Man, he's like ridiculously good out of shape.
I mean, he looks like he's playing basketball in the backyard at a barbecue.
Didn't he average 34 last year?
It's always a barbecue.
Yeah.
What else you got, Marcos?
Some more reaction, this time from someone pretty close to the situation, or at least you would think so, Jason Kidd. A part of some interesting trades in his day as well, says he was shocked, but it's a part of the business.
Just in shock, but unfortunately, I've been in this league for a long, long time. So I've seen a lot. I've been involved in trades by the Mavericks. And so it is part of the business. It is a little shocking, but like in the sense we have to push forward. As a organization, as a team, we have a game to play, and we have to be pros about it. But we understand what Luka has meant to the Mavericks, and we wish him and his family the best in L.A., also Maxi and Smooth. But we have to push forward, and we believe we have a team that can do that.
He doesn't sound too thrilled.
He does not.
I mean, that's not his guy. I mean, you know, I'm sure he respects Anthony Davis, but Anthony Davis is the GM's guy.
Yep.
I don't know.
And how he's going to feel about playing center?
Don't know, dude. What else you got?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results.
And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Marcos?
We mentioned that Carter Verhaeghe put up an
impression. Oh, Swaggy. Never doubted him.
Never doubted him at all.
You know what? I'm getting tired of saying that. You wanted to send him to the Yokes?
No.
He keeps saying it to forget. You know, he's trying to convince us something. He never said that.
I threatened to send him to the Yotes if he didn't score in the Stanley Cup, which he did. Mm. You're welcome. A little TTL.
Okay.
Well, and then I asked him immediately. I'm like, you know, Carter, how are you so clutch?
And then Leroy wanted to strangle you.
What a phony!
What?
You trash the guy, and then you ask him that question.
Hey, how is he so clutch?
I wish you would have said, I didn't want to get traded to the Yotes.
So what did he say?
This weekend, Carter Verhaeghe put on an excellent hat trick against the Blackhawks to help secure the victory, which is actually Paul Maurice's 900th NHL win. That puts him in an elite class with only four other coaches. Sergei Bobrovsky had this to say about Paul Maurice's 900th victory.
He's so professional, you know. He got like all attention to little things, to little details, and he knows the balance, how much to say and when to say and how to say it. You know, he got the good keys to each of us, and it's fun to play for him, definitely.
Beautiful. And we know he loves him.
Another guy you almost ran out of town.
Yeah. Okay. You're going to talk about that after what you talked about, Sergei Bobrovsky?
Okay.
That's right.
I called him four goal Bob because the facts said he was giving up four goals a game.
You wanted him out of here.
That's
I didn't know. Never said that.
All right.
Okay. I know I never said
that. Okay. Sure.
I didn't say that.
Sure, dude.
I never said that. We have.
Anything he wanted to hear more because he was making him money.
Okay, J-Fig. The dude basically was like, give me any goalie but this guy. He was ready to ship his ass out.
I did know. I never. Okay, find the tape then. I know I never said that.
I have 4 years of you.
I never said get rid of Bobrovsky.
That's how you say his name.
I said Bobrovsky.
No, you didn't. Not just now.
Mm-mm. What did I say?
Bobrovsky. You mixed him and Barkov.
Smith and I was going to be closer to the mic than Leroy.
Smith's very loud.
He's just louder.
Yeah.
I never said trade Bobrovsky. I never said get.
Well, you can't trade him. I mean, he had a no move clause.
I never said get rid of Bob. I just called him four goal Bob, and I was taking advantage.
Okay, dude.
Okay, find the tape. We can mysteriously find all your tape.
You called him a sieve. You called him a bum. You called him basically.
I called him a bum.
What?
I called him four goal Bob.
Okay, dude. What's worse, calling somebody a bum or a sieve?
Calling him four goal Bob.
You called him a sieve.
I mean,
you said it was a freeway between the pipes.
See what I'm saying? See what he does?
Leroy, how could you, dude?
Man's find the tape. Find it.
Louis says, come on, Leroy, own your bleep. Tobin caught you on that.
I went on it. I didn't. I know I never said trade Bobrovsky. Okay. I've never said he was a bum. I called him four goal Bob.
And you also don't hate Aaron Rodgers, sure.
I don't.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
What else you got, Marcos?
I can hate a Hall of Famer.
Oh, Leroy.
Okay.
So.
Okay. We also discuss Bam Adebayo and his buzzer-beating victory this past weekend. Bam had a chance to speak after the game. Said, as a kid, you always dream of these moments.
100%. 100%. You know, when, as a kid, you always dream of moments like that. You know, me being in the backyard, 3-2-1 buzzer. And it just so happened that I've had a couple of those in my career. So, you know, being able to be in those situations and actually get the job done, it's a great feeling because my teammates and my coaches trust me to get the job done.
All right. He needs to double that, and he can have the most buzzer beaters in Heat history.
Oh, now, you know this is a lie. Remember when Leroy called Bam a bum? Never happened.
No, that didn't happen.
There you go.
I vaguely remember that.
But you did feel like he deserved this in some way for what you feel was cheating in dominoes.
Yes.
That's right. That is right.
Listen, Bam's my favorite Olympian, too.
Adorable, those two. I like two scoops of adorable.
They were cute. It was nice.
Happy for Bam. They're back at it tomorrow. And we'll see what's what with this.
Who they got tomorrow?
The Bulls. We got Bulls, Sixers, day off for the trade deadline. Friday is the Nets.
Which
I would like. I would like a Miami Heat team that has been very seesaw-y. These teams suck, dude. Run some off. Let's go, boys.
Seesaw-y.
Let's get it going. None your buzz says Tobin is the only guy here who sticks to his guy. Never.
Yeah,
cheated.
That's a big lie. Stop.
Agreed. What? I'm glad. None. Thank you.
No. None your buzz.
Oh my goodness. And then listen, he's the only one of the four of us that have to say. No, I didn't say it. I didn't say it. I merely suggested what if. You always have to change the things you say when you go at people hard.
No, why I have to do that is because you have the three manipulators here. You have the manipulator of sound, you have the manipulator of comments, and then you have the manipulator of memory. The three of you always like to just manipulate what
so
I said.
So who's comment and memories, please tell.
No, you're definitely comment because you control the the YouTube and Twitch comments. Leroy lies about the memory.
Because I'm the one that...
What are you talking about?
Yeah, and I'm the only one who just kind of relies on the facts and what was said.
Oh, please.
We'll take a break. Final hour coming on up. We'll get more back into all the NBA trade buzz that is. NFL's got some crazy news. We got a Super Bowl. We haven't even mentioned it. It's Super Bowl week, baby.
Yeah.
Props are already coming out. I got a list of props that were just emailed to me. Oh, I love props.
Love props.
Take a break. Back after this.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.